This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The following is intended for bizarre audiences only. Welcome to the Midnight Library.
Madam, how observant do you think our guests are?
Well, most of them are so mesmerized by the library's atmosphere, I imagine they miss the subtle details. Why?
Perhaps I should have asked how observant you are. You didn't even notice the silk-wrapped corpse that's been hoisted overhead.
How on earth did she get that up there?
She's one powerful woman, our Janet.
Well, darling, that is one heck of an understatement.
My goodness, he's huge. Oh,
good evening. Hello. Yes, right this way, everyone. Quickly, go right ahead and walk under those ladders. I'm sure you're safe from any superstitions about them here, momentarily. You see the drop cloths and our maids carefully working overhead, yes? Yes. What's that? Miss Mitchfly, yes? Are they removing the spider webs? Are you having some sort of fit, my dear? No, they are not tearing down the spider's webs. They're just lending them a hand and picking out the wee dried up corpses of the of insects that are the spider's victims. They're cleaning the webs. The wee corpses are then, I'm sure you're not interested in what we do with them. Probably the same thing you do with them when you find them about in your own house. Please take your seat. That's right. Keep walking, Miss Midgefly. No wonder she's concerned. Welcome to the Midnight Library, my dear guests. I am your mythological MC, Miranda Merrick. I hope you're all comfy and cozy here in the reading room. The rumors about our fluffy woven blankets are true, by the way. No matter what you've heard about them, it's most definitely true. The large, finely woven gray blankets are made by hand, by our Janet. Those of you who are in the know, or at least paying attention, may recall that you saw our Janet live on stage during the festival in Phantom Forest. You probably won't ever see her out in the open here. She's, shy, but believe me, She's here. And she's a very busy woman. She is the house seamstress, weaver, and repairer of any garment that becomes torn or ripped in half or anything. Thankfully, her quick hands make her work only a slight task. She spends her nights just sewing away and caring for her offspring. Oh, never mind. I mean, who wants to hear about someone else's kids, right? So, let me tell you about the hospitality tray for this evening. In honor of our arachnid topic, Natasha has thoughtfully made some little spidery treats. Not treats for spiders. I mean, she could do that, but these are for you. There are a few different kinds on the tray, but the ones most user-friendly are peanut butter pretzel spiders. They are vegan and cute as all get out, and Natasha has agreed to let me share the recipe for them with you, so you can make them at home. Although they're bound to be just a little different when you make them. They won't be sitting on the fine webs with little sucked dry corpses stuck to them at your house. that's just cotton candy floss and black tinted sugar balls, I'm sure. Anyway, our patrons will know where to find the recipe. They're clever like that. My lovelies, I'm sure attending this spine-tingling reading on spiders and spider lore is a challenge for a few of you. So I want you to know that I'll be choosing my words as carefully as possible so that you're not too disturbed by the imagery or any forthcoming dreams or imaginings about spiders. We believe spiders are important and their lore is most compelling. And while we don't expect you to come to love them, at least you'll understand and perhaps appreciate them a little more and be more at ease with them, especially the one on your shoulder. Just kidding. Come on. Everything will be just fine. Spiders, spiders, spiders. Oh, my stars. It is almost impossible to hear the word spiders and not have some sort of visceral reaction to it. Spiders are some of the planet's most populous arthropods. They inhabit every continent except Antarctica. So, I'm guessing a few of you might be making plans to move there right now, just for this reason alone. It is our belief here in the Midnight Library, though, that as tricky and as off-putting as it may be, that you may want to get used to the idea of spiders, or at least to try to accept them for the long-lived species that they are. Believe it or not, spiders are super important and have extremely valued roles in the success of the Earth's every ecosystem, as they are predators, decomposers, and even pollinators. They keep the insect population from booming out of control to annoy or even harm you. Then, they devour or dehydrate their victims for cleanliness, Then they take a little stroll on your flowers or tomato plants to help them reproduce, to help you stay alive. They're veritable heroes, I tell you. You might even admire the arachnids for their tenaciousness, for just being, too, because spiders have actually been living and thriving on this lonely planet for more than 400 million years. Found fossils of the first recognized species of spider, with their thin waist, bulbous abdomen, and crafty little silk-weaving spinnerets, are known to be from as far back as the Devonian period. Spiders were here more than 150 million years before the dinosaurs. They were here first. The very earliest forms of humans only arrived 300,000 years ago. So yes, it's spiders first. It's easy to imagine that even the first humans, when they became aware of spiders, were probably a little freaked out by them. Typical humans don't even adjust well to other humans who look only slightly different from them, but are in fact basically genetically identical. So spiders, with their multiple legs and eyes, independent clarisseri, or shifting mandibles, and rear-end web dispenser, must have been a bit much for the average Homo sapien. And not too long after these species became aware of each other, humans began weaving tales of folklore about spiders. First, you may like to know that there is hardly a culture on the face of the earth that doesn't have some sort of rock art, graven or sculpted images of spiders. From ancient Sumeria to ancient China, from sacred temples to the Nazca lines, spiders have always been with us. Some of the very first people to venerate and create spider lore were some of the very first people to inhabit many lands. To find this lore, we have as record the beliefs, artwork, folklore, and even the utility of the spider from the indigenous people of Australia. I mean, with over 200 species of primitive, large and slick, or large and furry spiders to choose from, well, they were bound to come up with something. There are protected sacred sites in the central coast of New South Wales and the Northern Territory that depict large spiders in vivid rock-gouged carvings. These pronounced images proclaim the importance of the arachnid. For the Rembarnga Kine people of central Arnhem Land, the spider is an ancient clan idol or mascot. The image on a sacred rock of a large spider dwelling within its web has always been a symbol of the bond between this tribe and neighboring clans or tribes. The outreaching lines and cross threads of the web represent the connectedness of the various peoples. Spider totems, charms, and amulets have been featured in their native dance ceremonies and sacred rituals. And I'm sure you've heard the stories about the amazing strength of spider webs being stronger than steel and the possibility of practical modern uses for it. But the blessed Aboriginal peoples of Australia knew about this eons ago. They gathered and used lengths of spider web to cast and catch fish with it. They, along with early Roman soldiers, also understood the webs to have protective or even healing properties, and would pluck the fine webs and drape them over or pack them into open wounds to aid in preventing infection and encourage the healing process. So, Band-Aid Schmand-Aid, we say. For your delight, our sponsor tonight is Arkin's Arachnid Service. We're happy to know and glad to report that we know some of you are just the sort. You don't want Arkin the Exterminator. You want Arkin the Spider Curator. You're frustrated, terse, and filled with desire. You've searched high and low for a spider supplier. You want those creepers with 8 furry legs, with multiple peepers and baby stuffed eggs. You want their webs, their sticky white netting, where they trap their prey and use fangs for bloodletting. You like to watch their catch as they dangle, all tied up in knots, wound up till they strangle. Yes, you're the one who'll give Arkin a call to get spiders by the thousands inside of your walls. You're obsessed with each crawly webcasting spinner. You'll let more bugs in to provide them with dinner. Go on then, and give Arkin a ring. You won't believe how many spiders he'll bring. Spiders that tiptoe so horrid and scary, all caught on the grounds of the Midnight Library. If your house is lacking 8-legged scurriers, call Bob Arkin, the Arachnid Courier. Voted best in pests in the Tri-County area for 3 years in a row. Mr. Arkin is not responsible for the actions of the spiders, no matter how much they hide, ride, bite, inject, infect, jump, hump, feed, breed, burrow, crawl, maul, tunnel, and or funnel down inside your ears. All sales are expensive and final. Call 888-TARANTULA or look for them in the corners of the World Wide Web. Many, or possibly even all, of the Northern American Native tribes are known to have a deep respect, a spiritual connection, and stories of how the spider has played a role in their people's history, lives, and even helped to bring them into being, with spiders being central to their creation myths. The Lakota people even have a spider god, Iktomi. Iktomi, the trickster spider god, is seen at once as a spider, a man, and a Spider-Man, who was hatched out of a large egg as a fully grown man. In long-told stories about Iktomi, he is tall with a round body and has long, slender arms and legs that are amazingly strong. The spider god behaves oddly, often doing common things backwards, intentionally causing people to laugh at him or to not believe the wild things he predicts. But really, he is stealthy and mysterious, with secret supernatural powers. And just when the people laugh or doubt what he says, Iktomi makes his strange prophecies come true. So when he predicted that the neighboring tribe would produce a baby with hooves, it happened. And the Hopi tribe has an enchanting creation myth. Is it a myth? Well, maybe not for them. The Hopi have a magical grandmother spider. who brought the people forth upon the land by forming them with her many dexterous legs out of damp clay, and then bringing them to life. Kokyang Wudi, the grandmother spider, is said to have helped the sun god Tawa begin the stellar universe and all the living things in it. She is, at her heart, a goddess who can appear human-like, but chooses to reside deep in a cool cave or burrow in the ground, in the guise of a spider. She is wise and helpful, always caring for her creation of beings. When she is summoned by those in need, Spider Grandmother Kokyang Wudi is known to give counsel, comfort, or even to provide natural cures for the ill or the injured. One more bit of lore, my lovelies, that I would be remiss in my duties to you if I did not share it, is the splendid story of Anansi from African folklore. Long ago, Anansi was a witful, wise, and oh-so-crafty man who was known far and wide for his quick thinking, his sharp ability to talk his way into or out of any situation, and for his cunning trickiness, always playing games and hoodwinking people in a playful way. The sky god Naomi became so fond of watching Anansi outwitting and pranking his fellow humans that he bestowed a gift upon him. He transformed Anansi into a spider. Anansi then quickly realized that as a spider, he could think even quicker, hide instantly, and accomplish so much more with his enormous sticky webs and his extra arms and legs. He became even better at being clever, now outmaneuvering, hiding, playing jokes, and outwitting his fellow animals in addition to the people. Anansi became so beloved and admired by the African people that he reached an almost godlike stature himself. With wildly spoken tales of his many escapades, tricks, and adventures handed down from elders to children being told even today, I highly recommend that you seek him out. His name is spelled A-N-A-N-S-I. Now, I know these next few extremely useful facts about spiders will be upsetting to some of you. I just know it. It is an accepted fact, by way of there being so many species of spiders, over 30,000 in the world, and their numbers being so prolific, that researchers assert that you are never more than 10 feet away from a spider. Or, 3 feet here in the library. Or perhaps way less. I'm sorry. Sadly, not all spider bites, and I do mean bites, as their wee fang-like teeth slice right down into your skin and inject toxins. Where was I? Sadly, not all spider bites are toxic or deadly. But some, like the bite of the fearsome brown recluse, most certainly are or can be. So if you or, Circe forbid, your pet are ever bitten, please seek emergency care immediately, especially for your pet. along with jumping spiders, flying spiders that ride along on strings of their webs high overhead, and swimming spiders that glide upon the surface of lakes and ponds, there are also dancing spiders. The male peacock spider, known for its brightly colored display of fine hairs, is also known for the macho, vogue, or disco-like pose-striking dance they do in order to entice a lady spider. If she finds his attempts at seduction to be clumsy, she then attacks and eats him. I get it. Many other males in the spider kingdom have a lovely habit of bestowing gifts upon lady spiders that they fancy, in hopes of winning some romance. Unwisely, though, some of these gifts are fake or cheap. And instead of kindly giving the lady a plump, fresh, silk-wrapped housefly or cricket, she unwraps a bit of trash or decayed leaves. The literal femme fatale spider then often again exacts a harsh revenge on her suitor for this dumb ploy. Ha! Let's acknowledge for a moment the beautiful and unique name of the zoologic class that spiders belong to, the arachnids. There are 11 orders in this class, which surprisingly includes other creepy lovelies such as mites, ticks, long-leggedy harvest men, and stinging scorpions. I'll bet you have a far-off memory, perhaps from your childhood, of some soft-voiced elder or teacher reading to you about the ancient Greek weaving woman, Arachne. Briefly, Arachne was a mortal woman who could weave the most glorious, illustrious tapestries in all of Greece. And emboldened by everyone saying so, Arachne became proud and boasted that she could weave better than the most talented weaving goddess, Athena, who then challenged her to a weaving competition. Arachne basically won the contest, and the angry goddess, Athena, then turned her into an eternal spider, tasked forever with obsessively weaving her webs with delicate, intricate perfection. But I know what's itching at the back of your mind. It could be those little red spider mites that we have running about everywhere. But you probably want to know about the connection between spiders and witches. According to the fabulous book, The Encyclopedia of Witches and Witchcraft, please don't ask, just get your own copy. Spiders have always been cohorts of witches. Witches have a gift for communicating with spiders, sometimes actual spiders, and sometimes imps or wee tiny devils who could disguise themselves as spiders to spy for the witch or to do her bidding. Any witch worth her black salt knows that spiders can be useful in binding magic and the casting of spells. This is because spiders are said to have historically had an influence over the development of human languages. So, humans are easy to put under a craftily worded hex or spell. Spiders are the spinners of fate and the weavers of magic. Witches and spiders work hand in hand together with webs and words, the sticky trappings that bind mere mortals who find themselves hopelessly paralyzed under the spell of merciless magic.
The encyclopedia of witches and of witchcraft by Rosemary Ellen Guiley says, I'm not endorsing it. I'm just reading a little, paraphrasing a little proclamation from it for you, for entertainment purposes. Oh, well, the maids must have finished their task of cleaning the webs. Yeah. Yes, Miss Midgefly. Yes, that was quite the sound just now. Perhaps a maid jumped from a ladder or something. Mr. Darling, you'll make sure the way out is clear of any debris before our dear guests depart, won't you?
For certain, madam.
Yes. We wouldn't want them to trip over or be alarmed for any reason. Any reason. Thank you, my lovelies, for visiting to hear some charming spider lore this evening. I'll ask that you please be mindful of all of our spider friends as you leave the library this evening, as they spin overhead, and as you encounter them on the property. In the moonlight, you should be able to see the thousands of massive glistening webs that blanket the grounds and hang from the trees in Phantom Forest. You're bound to have a few spiders cling to you. You are bound to. Good night, my dear guests. Good night.
Madam, what are we to do with this emaciated, dry cadaver left by Aunt Janet?
Oh, well, I thought you might like to have it.
Meat like leather and no blood? Are you mad?
Well, the bones are still good, aren't they?
If you're into eating chalk, they are.
Ooh, let's donate it to the Children's Museum as a realistic corpse for their Halloween display.
Splendid! I'll pack him up.
Good boy.
The Midnight Library would like to thank everyone at Astonishing Legends. Our excellent sound design is by Chris at Sounds Like an Earful. We are here because of our beautiful patrons who donate a little each month. We humbly ask you to please consider joining our Patreon, because what you choose to support will continue. What you do not, won't. And yes, there are even free memberships. Please visit patreon.com/midnightlibrary. That's where all the real magic happens. Find our weird presence on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And even our weirder merch at redbubble.com/people/midnightlibrary. Thank you.